I'm Anique here with Caitlin as members of Youth Media Team, and we are interviewing Sinead Hurley and Tony Riley.
So you gave a workshop today. Would you like to tell us a bit more about what it was about? Tony?
That was about Minecraft education and how we use it with our SEN students and with our classes. So I was specifically talking about how I used it with three rural schools and how we all connected in the Minecraft world and built future schools, what our schools will be like in the future.
How did you both become involved in Minecraft?
I had mainly heard about it from the children talking about it, and they just love it and the enthusiasm they had for it. So anything that was on that had to do with Minecraft, especially at SESI, I would attend. So Sabine McKenna would be one. She was one of the first stalwarts of pushing it out there. And Stephen Howell, obviously, as well, from Microsoft, who was really into it also. So the more I kind of learned about it, the more I wanted to use it. So that's why Joanne got it for school.
So how can we integrate Minecraft into our education, and why is that important?
I think the most important thing about Minecraft is it's creative and it's controlled by the kids. So the kids know everything that's going on in there, and they're in control of it. And then it's a sandbox game, so it's completely up to them what they build and create in there. Why we should be using it for education is that it's motivating. It's motivating for them. And anything that's motivating for kids to be about education, I think, is a good thing.
Yeah, and I think they lead the learning as well. You're just really the guiding side, aren't you, with it?
Yeah, they're
the ones who are the experts. And when they're experts then and they have such mastery over it, they talk more, they're more engaged, they're more interested, and they're more motivated to come to school, which is, I work in a deaf school, and it's very important that we work on school attendance and stuff like that. So it's one of the reasons why there's no problem spending money on such things.
Yeah.
Since gaming has become so popular in the 21st century, how would you say we can incorporate it into our education system?
It's a pretty big question. I suppose gaming, there's lots of things you can take out of gaming that you can apply to anything in education. So you've got the rules of games, the rules in the classroom, the way we get on with each other, the way we communicate, the fun aspect of it, the fact that you lose, so failure is a really good thing. So I think that's the thing that we need to teach our kids, that failure is not a bad thing. So when you're in playing games, you fail, and that's how you learn, through failure in games. So I think that's a really big strong point of gaming.
So because kids are becoming more involved in gaming, how do you think we can manage that in our education system?
Through things like Minecraft, because there is a certain amount of control that we'd have, but there's only a certain amount of control, but you can still be in the same environment as them. So I think it should be introduced into the education system, without a doubt.
I think that a lot of things like Snapchat and a lot of social media platforms the children started using first, we were always playing catch-up, whereas this could be the same with gaming, because there's inbuilt chat functions, and what's happening is kind of like Lord of the Flies. When they don't have adults around to know how to behave, they can behave badly. And now with stuff like Twitter, if you're using it in schools, you're modelling how you behave on social media. I think with gaming it's the same. If you're inside in the chat room and you're chatting on either Scratch, which has that function as well, I think, Scratch and Minecraft, it's a great way to model what to type and what to say when you are in a world. And I think we're always in the back foot for things like this, but I think Minecraft could have been one of the ways to show it. Yeah, it's what parents are worried about now, because I do the PGSD digital citizenship course, and a lot of the emphasis on social media, but sure, they're forgetting all the games that people are on as well. You know.
So what has been the biggest success and the biggest challenge in using Minecraft as part of education?
The biggest challenge is, say for me, for example, in rural areas, is getting hooked onto the internet, the actual hardware, and getting it into the school. That's the biggest challenge. Once it's there, no problems at all. Sinead, your challenges?
Challenges with
using Minecraft in the education.
Willingness of, I suppose, teachers and principals maybe to take it on and maybe move away from.
Yeah, it's kind of
their comfort zone, really.
Yeah, informing them about what's the comfort zone thing is interesting, because there is a certain amount of control that you do lose as a teacher, because the kids are going to take control of stuff. So it's getting teachers and people in classes to understand that you don't have to be controlling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a big thing.
So what has been your biggest success so far then?
Don't take that one.
Success. I think the noisy classroom. That's been the biggest buzz for me, is just seeing how noisy the kids are. But it's not noise for the sake of noise, it's communication. They're getting, you know, it's the fun they're having, and it's all about what they're doing. It's not about having the crack and mucking around. It's all about what they're doing. That's been the biggest success for me.
Big time, yeah, and just seeing them engage in their learning in a new way, some way maybe you might never have thought possible, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.